You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Lao Tzu said it best, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Adversity is inevitable, but difficulties or misfortunes don't have to keep you from achieving your intended goals and finding the happiness you seek in your business and in life. It's how you overcome these adversities that can make all the difference. Every challenge we successfully conquer serves to strengthen not only our will, but our confidence, and therefore our ability to confront future obstacles. So the next time you find yourself standing in front of a huge mountain that feels impossible to climb, whether it involves your job, partner, or business, refer to these wise words and inspirational quotes to help you find your way and remember why you started on this journey in the first place. I absolutely love that quote. I read it this morning and I told myself I got to start today's episode with that quote. And it's very apropos because I'm going to do something slightly different on this particular episode. And this might actually be the first of 3 or 4 part series on the next coming Thursday shows that I release. I attended an event, a self-storage event with the Storage Rebel community led by Mike Wagner back in March. Met a lot of awesome, amazing people. And one of those individuals, a gentleman by the name of Stratton Brown, young, ambitious guy. And we got an opportunity to really connect and chat. In fact, we went whitewater rafting. It was kind of make-believe whitewater rafting in some big park in Charlotte, North Carolina. We got together for dinner and we were just talking. And he hosts a podcast called The Winning Move. And he recently had me on the podcast and we had a really interesting conversation. And so what I want to do is break down parts of that conversation and just kind of share it with you because I think you'd get a lot out of it. And there's some things we discussed that haven't really discussed on other shows. But on this particular episode, what you're about to hear is, you know, he asked me, what did my business look like when the crash happened in 2008? And you may or may not know, but, you know, my very first rehab that I ever got involved with, a partner of mine and I lost $102,000. Like 102K we lost. So I lost $51,000 of my own money, my very first rehab. A lot of lessons learned. That was a big mistake. I'm fortunate that that didn't take me out of the game or anything. But I talk about, you know, that whole experience and what I learned from it. He also asked me, he followed up, when did I start looking for seeking mentors? And that actually, you know, was to this day, I say that was my very best deal because as a result of that experience, that's what put me on the path to seeking mentorship and coaching, et cetera. And shortly after the 08 crash, I was hit with the biggest obstacle probably faced in my business. And it crossed over into my life as well. And it was an obstacle. The Giant is a 3-letter organization, which I'll let you listen to the podcast. You might know what I'm talking about, but it was a huge obstacle I had to overcome. And then we started talking about some of the pros and cons of social media and how people can fall victim and prey to it. And some other things we cover in this segment. So I'm going to go ahead. We clipped out this part of the conversation and wanted to publish it here on the Flip Empire Show. So I think you're going to get a lot out of this. And remember, if you want to grow your business, if you want to expand your impact, and if you want to ultimately experience your ideal life, my partner, Steve, and I, we believe have created a very unique community and experience called Ascend. So if you have any interest in connecting with us, learning more about that, ascendyoursuccess.com. It's certainly not for everyone. And there's only a seat or two available at this time, which doesn't come up that often. So if you want to learn more about that and what the experience entails, how it might benefit you in your life and business, ascendyoursuccess.com. And I look forward to connecting with you. So with that being said, let's hop into episode 535.
What did your business look like when the crash happened, right? You actually went through and it sounds like you gained some momentum. Yeah. So like, did you have to make any big pivots? What was that all about?
Yeah, man. So not only did the crash happen to our economy, the crash kind of happened in my world. So I had experienced a level of success wholesaling for the first couple of years. And I thought it'd be a good idea to get involved in my first rehab on $500,000 project. So we can get into the nuts and bolts of that particular deal. But long story short, we ended up losing $102,000 between myself and a partner. So I lost 51K. And that was extremely painful. That happened as the market completely started to shift. So one of the things that I realized now that I didn't back then is I've always kind of been Stratton, like a ready, fire, aim type of guy. Meaning that I'm ambitious. When I see something, I set a plan, I go get it. back then I wasn't checking inventory levels. I wasn't seeing what was happening on a micro and a macro level. Dude, I was just like, I was just going. I was sending out marketing. I was talking to sellers, meeting with sellers without paying attention to like the big picture. It didn't hit me that like anybody that could breathe, anybody that had a pulse could qualify for $500,000 loan. And like, what impact would that have on the real estate market? So man, we were just doing deals. And I'm just fortunate that losing that amount of money didn't put me out of the game. Yep. And it didn't discourage me. In fact, what it did was it motivated me. And that was what got me to open my mind about, hey, if I would have had a mentor or a coach in my corner, I would have never gotten involved in that deal. So yeah, man, I mean, there's a lot more we can go from there. But that was my introduction to the crash of our economy, is me losing 51 grand as a result.
I don't think you would have stopped regardless of the outcome. Even if that crushed you, you would have kept going.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Right? Yeah. Like nothing would have changed. When did you start to get mentors? Like when did you start really paying into education?
2008. So right after that deal. Again, man, when I come to the realization that I want something, I'm willing to invest in myself. Back then, prior to that deal, I always saw coaches and mentors as an expense. And then when I lost 51 grand, I was like, if I would have paid that particular mentor who I identified, would have been really valuable in my life and business. It was 5 grand. I would have saved $46,000. That's the way I saw it. That was a $46,000 swing. And then here's the thing about coaches and mentors, the knowledge you gain from them, the experience, because they've walked down that path. Now nobody can take that away from you. Now you can take that moving forward to grow. So ever since 2008, I have had a coach and or been involved in a mastermind. So for the last 13 years, I've had coaches. And in fact, today I have coaches in different areas of my life, whether it's health, spiritual, business/life, etc.
When did you start getting more out of, it's called the business aspect, and going into other coaches?
2011-12. So this is kind of a long story, but I'll skip to the end. In 2009, I got an envelope that was about this thick, and I'm not even kidding, it's almost about an inch thick, and it was certified mail, green certified, and guess who you think it was from? Take a wild guess.
The man.
The IRS, my friend. The IRS. So, dude, my 2006, 7, and 8 taxes were never filed. And so remember how I told you I was always kind of like a ready, fire, aim? Well, I was just interested in doing deals and helping people and making money. And I hated the books, the accounting, that aspect of it. And for me, I wanted it out of sight, out of mind. So, man, I hired a bookkeeper. And I completely abdicated my responsibilities. I'm like, I met with him one time. I said, here's my stuff. You know, just take care of my books, file my taxes. And that sounds so stupid, right? Like how naive could I have been to think that I can just hire someone, meet with him for a couple of hours so he gets to understand me and my business. And then I completely just turn everything over to him and I never have to check in on it. I'm good. Like that's how naive and dumb I was. Well, it bit me in the ass, dude. Because I owed a little bit over 125 grand to the IRS from,
Oh my God.
So check this out. This is 2009. This is on the heels of me losing a bunch of money from that failed rehab. We're in an economy that obviously is pretty depressed. And now I find out that I owe 6 figures to the IRS. And if you know anything about owing money to the IRS, yes, you can do that. You can try to do things like offer and compromise, but I had been making too much money and I didn't qualify. And the penalties and the interest are pretty stiff and they're very, very aggressive. So, dude, for a couple of days, man, I was in a pretty dark place. I was like, how am I going to get out of this hole? Like, I didn't know what I could do. So, I ended up hiring a coach. There's several things I did. One of the things I did was I hired a life and business coach. And happy to say that within a 3 to 3.5 year period, I ended up paying the IRS all the money I owed him and completely wiped out my credit card debt in the process.
Who is the coach?
Juan Bernal. So he lives in Mexico today. He's a life and business coach. And to this day, he's a coach of mine. So since 2011, I've been working with him. 2010, 11.
Really? Where'd you find him? So where did you find someone? I found DM, and DM has been the biggest game changer in my life. And the other DM's people awesome. Have been a bunch of other, like through real estate stuff, but like I've never even met a life coach.
Yeah. I am a really good friend of mine who's an entrepreneur in the health and fitness space. And in fact, I've had him on my show, Armando Cruz, really good friend of mine since we were kids. Huang had been coaching Armando for several years. And as entrepreneurs, I found that it can be lonely. And so that's why I'm such a big advocate of what you and I are doing. Collaboration, connection, sharing information, joining masterminds. Like, we have to have an outlet to communicate with each other. And back then, I wasn't a part of a mastermind. He was my outlet, Armando, because he was an entrepreneur in a different space and I could bounce things off of him. And he said, no, I really think you could benefit from working with this guy. And so I set up a call with him. He was the real deal. I vetted him. Man, that guy had more belief in me at that time than I had in myself. And that's what I needed, man. I needed a boost of confidence and I needed to know that I could do this. In fact, man, I'm not embarrassed to admit that at one point I considered bankruptcy. Again, I'm very ambitious, dude. I'm very like, I felt like a failure at the time. I didn't see a way like how I was going to repay $100,000+ in debt. Mind you, the economy is not doing great. Real estate, I was still doing some deals, but not to the level I had done the first 3-4 years in business. And yeah, man, I put my nose to the grindstone. I just focused one step ahead of me and I persevered. And I think hopefully that story can resonate with people, because regardless of what challenge you might be dealing with, whether it's health, relationships, finances, business, you can overcome those things, but you have to believe in yourself first. And then you got to put the work in. Like, it's not just going to fall in your lap, dude. And people live in a microwave society these days. They see you on social media and they say, oh, Stratton has this level of success. I want to hit the fast forward button there. But they don't know all the sacrifice and the years that you've put in to get to where you are now. And I know you're a young guy, but that applies to anybody that is successful. So,
well, and what's it called? The social media and the podcast is an amplifier. Like, people think I make significantly more money than I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because I have a podcast, right? Like, I'm on the internet talking to people and they think I'm making millions of dollars a year. Like, no, bro, I don't make that much. Whatever reason, it shows that somehow on social media. And I don't even post flaunty stuff.
Yeah. Social media has people messed up in the wrong way. And social media is a powerful tool and it can be used for so much good. But I think it's so easy to fall victim and trap to seeing what others are doing, but you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. And you see people like flashing and flexing and doing all these things. And then you're like, well, I want to kind of go down that path, but you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. And then you have to ask yourself, whenever I set a goal to do something, I always run it through a couple filters. And one of those filters is this what I truly want and why? Or is it because I saw it on the exterior? Is it because I saw it on social media? Is it because I saw Stratton that just closed this deal and now I want to go in this direction, right? So shiny object syndrome is a real thing. And that's why I learned years ago from the Life and Air organization, the importance of having a clear vision for your life and then building a business around that lifestyle to support and enhance the kind of life you want to live. All right, so that's a wrap on this part of the conversation with my friend Stratton Brown on his podcast. I think you are going to enjoy the clips and the upcoming episodes I have lined up for you. So just remember, whatever you're dealing with, I don't care how big of a mountain you feel you have to climb. There's a moment to gain strength, to gain courage, and to overcome. And it's in those moments of adversity where you're going to grow. And I know it's easier said than done. Believe me, I've been there. I've had my fair share of battles and I have the scars to prove it, as I'm sure you do as well, because that's just life. But those are opportunities to learn, to grow, and to become better, as cliche as it might sound. So embrace those opportunities, lean into the pain, you know, and remember, like Greg Pinio said, the greatest tuition you ever pay is the tuition of pain. So if you're going to go through the pain, don't waste it. Understand it's a rare opportunity, so utilize it. So having said that, before I get you out of here, PropStream, phenomenal, phenomenal tool for most real estate investors I know. It's part of their arsenal. If you guys head over to flipempire.com/PropStream, you can go ahead and get a free trial. You can go ahead and get access, instant access to unique niche marketing lists like tax delinquent, divorce, code violations, and so many more. You can pull nationwide comps, search properties nationwide. There's a rehab estimator pro, and I'm just scratching the surface. So if you want to check out the free trial, if you remain a member, I'm happy to hop on a strategy session with you, let you know how we've used this in our business in the past, and or anything else that you think I might be able to help you with. So flipempire.com/PropStream. And as always, I will meet you on the next episode. Take care. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect, and I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.